This episode is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now. Unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free at the App Store. And now, back to the adventure. Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Oh, God, we went on a roller coaster of fun. Turns out it was a big old wheel, and at the top were three dead bodies. So we are strapped in, each in one row, plan in mind to capture dead bodies. But as the thing goes
Carly.
Up,
as the thing goes up, we go awry. Basically, the harnesses disappeared, so all of us took action. Griana tying herself in with the rope, Zil casting a spell and going to a seat with the harness, and Kai just merely holding on for dear life.
Zil.
Kai got impaled by a spike because she fell off, because holding on wasn't the correct answer. Zil and Griana didn't get any bodies. Griana got exploded by a lot of bodies. We found Kai. We got the pole out. We cauterized her rune. She has a really sick scar now. And then we had to give Nickel back one of the bodies in exchange for getting out. And once we got out, everyone became sane again. Iga was there. Cooper was not, because Kai threw Cooper at Griana to get a hat, and it didn't turn out well.
Side note, the hat was charmed and was the completion of her ridiculous costume, so Kai thought. Costume meaning the carnival wear. And Cooper will return safely because Cooper is a smart boy.
So Griana has has Cooper to thank for saving her sanity, because that when that outfit was complete, she would have lost her freaking mind. Probably forever. We don't know what Nickelback's plan was, but I was almost there. I really was.
Is, because you guys left with him alive and well.
Who?
Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, he still is going to do his thing.
And I got the pin.
Why didn't we try to kill him?
And you got several prizes. What are those prizes
you
got?
Yes, so I have an inflatable hammer. I have a clown nose. And I have gumballs.
And I have a wristband, shirt, shoes, and a cup full of enchanted Dr. Prepsy.
Do I know how many gumballs are in there?
It would have to be like a guessing game, wouldn't it?
But there's a lot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened on last week's episode of
Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice.
And Everything Glee.
Oh, God.
All righty. You guys are heading back into town, the town of, where'd it go?
The town of fuck.
The town of fuck.
Perfect, because we want to smooch.
We want to smooch.
Smooch some booch.
And tooch the booch.
So you guys are heading back to Willow Shore. You guys head back. You see, you pass the inn, you pass the pub, you pass the Jester's Dinner Theater.
Yes. We should go to that.
You guys head back to the inn. You get how many rooms?
I get my own room.
Yeah, I think we all get our own room.
We all get three rooms.
All right, everybody subtract 2 gold each.
That's it. Cheap room.
And you all go to your rooms.
Great.
Good night.
I'm going to take a shower.
So am I.
I go right to bed.
All right, you go right to bed.
What time is it?
Oh, it's late.
Oh, okay.
Can I roll perception check in my room?
Yeah.
Well, as I'm getting in the shower?
Yeah.
All right, I rolled a 9, so I got a 9.
You don't add anything?
I got a 7, so I
got a 9. Oh, okay. It looks fine. Nothing seems out of the ordinary.
Okay, that's great, because I'm going to get in the shower.
And just sort of...
Oh, my God. What was that? We literally went to a carnival, and I went crazy? Get yourself together. Get yourself together. You are clean now. we are cleaning off and we are letting all of this wash down the drain because this doesn't matter. None of your friends are there to judge you, and you're strong, and you came out alive, and everyone else did too. We don't know what's happening to Cooper, but it's gonna be okay. It always is gonna be okay. Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Iga, we are gonna be okay. That I say that as I dry off, and I'm going to bed in a way better headspace. I'm glad I got that out.
Perfect. What's your nighttime routine look like, Zil?
My nighttime routine is I take a shower, and it's really hot. It burns. Good. and then, I don't know, I just go to bed.
Okay. Kai, you just go straight the fuck to sleep, right?
I go,
yep. It's actually kind of hard to sleep without Cooper by your side, but...
I'm exhausted.
And she's in pain.
Yeah, big time.
I hurt.
So, everybody, you go to sleep. Take your health points back. Take your spell slots back. Kai.
Awesome.
Give me your glaive card.
Oh.
Let me just check in on it real quick.
God, do I have to feed this bitch?
Yeah, I'm checking. Yeah, I'm counting. I gotta start your day counter. So you guys awaken. You guys regain all your spells. You guys regain all your health. It is morning time. How late are we sleeping in?
Oh, I'm getting up a little early.
Yeah, I'm just kind of
noon.
Gonna go downstairs.
Yeah, I think like 9:30.
Okay,
yeah.
So you guys get up at the same time. You guys go downstairs. And as you're heading downstairs, you guys sort of like walk out in the hallway. Sometime you're like,
oh. Hey.
Morning.
Top of the morning
to y'all.
Yes.
Well, that. Do you feel so rejuvenated?
I feel so fresh.
I feel
like it's a new day, a new start. That was yesterday. This is today.
Today's
carpe diem.
I open up my door.
What? You said you were sleeping in until noon.
I know, but I heard my friends talking.
That's true.
You had plans.
I open up my door. I'm wearing my robe.
Oh.
The robe that the room provided, and I go,
yes.
Ah.
And we say, well, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We feel rejuvenated.
I was going to say the same thing. I feel so much better than
like,
I did yesterday.
Like carpe diem.
Carpe diem. You know? Seize the day.
We will seize today. Man, my leg. A little bruised.
Honestly,
like I said
do
yesterday.
Do you look at it?
Yeah, I look at it.
All right. The rainbow is spreading. It's encapsulating most of your thigh at this point.
Oh, fuck.
What is that? Did you get a tattoo?
No, that's not a tattoo.
We should take you to a doctor.
I think you might have an infection. We need to take you to the doctor.
A magical doctor, perhaps?
Kai, let's go into my room, okay? I really think that might be very, very infected.
It's so pretty,
I think I have something for it. I'm going to cast Lesser Restoration.
All right, okay. You place your hand on Kai and you cast Lesser Restoration, and it almost looks like the rainbow is being sucked out of your thigh as it quickly disappears.
Oh, wow, my leg's back to normal. Thanks, Brianna.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just...
Got a six scar.
Yeah, you got a six scar, but I can't help to think what would have happened if that would have spread to like your heart or your brain.
That's a scary thought that I'd rather not think about.
You know what? Something like that kind of makes you think, like, aren't we lucky to be alive right now?
Carpe diem.
Do they have free breakfast at this hotel?
Yeah, I was just going
to aren't we lucky to be alive
at
this hotel with free breakfast?
Yeah, you guys go head downstairs to see if you can find free breakfast at this inn. And as you're heading downstairs, you hear some yelling.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Can I try to make out what it is?
Yeah, you do.
Out?
It's pretty loud. Yeah. You hear a voice says, Angelica, no! Angelica, no, please don't go! The performance is tonight!
Oh, God.
Angelica, please! Angelica! Keith. Keith, no! Keith, not you! Keith!
Oh, Keith.
Angelica.
We gotta get down there.
band, Kai. Yeah. Let's go. Performing?
Oh, I'm right there. Don't you worry.
It sounds like a performer's in trouble.
Yeah. So you guys, you head downstairs. Kai, you kind of have to, it hurts. You're like hurts.
Hobble.
You're kind of hobbling.
I'm really, really sore.
And you guys head on down. Understandable. And you see the backs of the heads of what you can only assume is Angelica and Keith as they leave. The
what do they look like? What do the backs look like?
Yeah, what's that back look like?
You see,
got back?
You see, yeah. Two very like dapper looking people.
Oh, they're so dapper.
Wow,
oh,
fancy. You look good. I say you guys look good.
Why?
They're so pretty.
And standing at a table, you see there are three breakfast plates in front of him, and two of the plates have been abandoned. You see a halfling who's standing on the chair.
He's a man?
Yes.
I say, young man, there's no need to look down.
I say, young man,
get yourself off the chair.
Anyway, is this your chair? Do you want me to get down?
No. Stay on the chair. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. What's going on?
Oh, it's so ruined. It's so ruined.
What's ruined? What's ruined,
what
my
is
sweet
what's
man?
Wrong?
The show.
What show? A show, you say?
My show.
What is the show about?
I can't believe this. My lead actors, the ensemble.
Listen.
They've just gone.
Why?
Listen. Actually, yeah, why?
Yeah,
and then,
why?
And then I'll tell you after.
Oh, it's so embarrassing to say. It's so rightfully embarrassing.
Listen, we're safe ears. We won't tell anyone.
We've been through some stuff.
I haven't written the end yet.
Oh.
So we can help you.
It's okay.
That's what improv's for.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really good storytellers.
We are all, if you will,
performers. Especially.
Could you be muses in disguise?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Oh my God, could this be my big break?
This could be all of our big breaks.
This
is my debut. I've never done anything like this.
Listen, this is not, this is not to be fucked around with.
Why would we fuck around with a performance?
Here's the thing. I need to let you know that this is a real big make or break it moment for me tonight, as the scouts for Julie Bard College are coming.
Julie Bard?
Julie Bard, what's that?
Whoa, yes. I've heard so many amazing things about
that
place.
Some kids from my high school went to Julie Bard, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, they were real pricks, but...
Oh.
Well, I liked a couple of them.
I know a singer from Julie Bard.
Well, I'm on the short list to be accepted into their even more prestigious and even harder to get into master's program.
Oh wow, congratulations.
So we really can't fuck this up.
You really cannot fuck this up.
Oh, consider it not fucked.
Guess what? We won't. Kai's right. We will not fuck this up.
We don't fuck anything.
We don't fuck. We're perfect in every way.
All right, well, oh God. Well, eat your breakfast quickly then, but then we'll head over to the theater. I fear that Angelica must have taken everything with her.
I don't even know if
we have a set anymore.
What's the roles? What roles are up?
Yeah, cast us.
Well, we can assign them when we get to the theater. I want you to eat first. I don't want to be unethical.
Do you need us to have accents? Do you need me to sing?
Can you do accents?
Of course we can do accents. What kind of accent?
Can you sing? I have written several songs.
Yes,
of
course
we can really,
sing.
Have you really? Because I will sing them.
Yes.
We will all sing. You know, I didn't used to sing much, but then I started working.
I have a secret talent, and I've been really looking for. Okay, I wanted to tell you guys this, but I was actually thinking Scotty auditions for musicals, and I was kind of thinking of going and doing those musicals, but I didn't tell anybody.
You should definitely do that.
Yeah, we should all do this musical.
Okay, so let's do this musical,
and then you'll see if you like it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have a song for us to sing? Can we do auditions?
Let's eat, and then we're going to go to the theater.
I will meet you there. I'll finish my meal.
Where is it?
It's across the street.
Okay, great.
There are five buildings in this town.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But there are people from several towns coming on expecting a full house. I've already sold 300 tickets. Now, why do we have a theater that fits 300 people in a town of 250? I don't know. Oh, the town hall meetings. That's what that is. That makes
sense.
Where
are you coming from?
Other towns, just around, man. Oh, guess what? I believe in this production. I believe it's going to be great. I believe that we're going to do a great job. You should go to the theater, start getting ready, start making sure everything that and that set's good to go. We're going to eat. We're going to meet you there.
All right. Thank you
and
so much.
And we're going to bring an attitude that won't quit.
Like, yes.
Because we just escaped Gnickelback. We can do freaking anything.
It's okay.
Okay.
Carpe diem. Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem. Freaking diem.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And he scatters off. And then you guys are left for breakfast.
Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Hum nom nom. I shovel some eggs down my throat.
Hum nom nom. I shovel some beans.
I have bad news. I have bad news, guys. The breakfast is not complimentary.
It's okay. What's the cheapest thing?
The cheapest thing is like less than one gold. It's like.
Well, what is it?
It's just like
oatmeal.
Toast.
It's oatmeal.
Yeah, it's oatmeal.
It's
what
slop.
What is not the cheapest thing?
I'll get some slop.
Oh, yo, mimosa.
What's the best thing on the menu?
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
Mimosas. Eggs Benedict.
Bloody Marys.
Hollandaise sauce.
Yes. With salmon.
Roasted potatoes.
Okay.
Some potatoes.
So I
quiche.
Wait. Okay, I'm going to do one order of Eggs Benedict with potatoes. And can I do a tea? Because I cannot have mimosas because I am going to be performing.
Toaster pancakes.
Pancakes, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I please have your seasonal meaty frittata, please?
Seasonal meaty frittata
can
and for you.
I'll take the slop, please. I'm used to eating slop, so it will be no problem for me to eat.
Can I add chocolate chips to my pancakes?
Can I add chocolate chips to my slop?
You both may. Yes,
thank
chocolate
you.
Chips.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you guys get all that for breakfast. You guys eat it down.
Yum. Brings me back to my childhood.
That was literally the best breakfast that I've ever had.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I never had chocolate chips in my slop before.
No.
I feel energized and ready to put on a show.
I'm jazzed.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Off we go.
All right. So you guys scatter off
first
to the
day of rehearsal and only day of rehearsal.
I'm going to smooch.
Who are you going to smooch? At the cast party?
I'm going to smooch.
At the cast party.
The cast party. I'm going to smooch, yeah.
So you guys head off to Jester's Dinner Theater, and you guys go in, and it's just a freakishly, nice theater. Pretty big, intricate ceiling mural, the works, a balcony, the whole shebang. And you can see that up there is an empty stage. No set. And that...
Okay.
You actually see,
let's build.
You see a halfling, just a very small looking on stage from here, just sort of running back and forth very frantically.
Hello, sir. What's your name again?
Oh, I'm Blake.
Blake.
Blake. Great. Blake, what's your last name?
Sphere.
Blake Sphere.
I'm Zill.
Nice to meet you, Zill. Your name?
Griana.
Griana?
Griana Aronde.
Griana Aronde, that's a star's name.
Thank you.
Kai Abaday. They shake his hand really, really hard.
Oh, my head is so tiny. Please don't.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Listen, I've had the same problem with Kai. Anyway, what we do in here, I don't know how to speak.
Yeah, what first? Learn the songs, memorize the lines.
Build
the
set? Audition. I see you don't have a set. Should we... help you out. What kind of set do you need?
Well, tell you about the show.
Yeah, yes, and assign roles.
Yes, that as well. This is the story of Rylorn and Jessica.
Huh?
Two star-crossed lovers.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Who come from separate, hateful families toward each other.
Okay.
And they fall into a torrid love.
Okay.
And it's happy at the end.
I haven't written the ending yet.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. So they're lovers and they come from two separate families that hate each other?
What's the final chapter?
Together.
Honestly, what I was thinking was the ending should be Thanksgiving dinner.
That's true.
They're all coming together for Thanksgiving.
That's perfect.
Well, how do they stop hating each other?
Because they see the love of these two characters and they're like, maybe they're love.
No, this is what happens.
Okay, what happens?
This is what happens. The families giving up their dog for adoption.
What?
Both of them?
Just the one. Rylan's family has this dog.
Reloren.
Sorry. Reloren's.
Ryloren and Jessica.
Okay.
Yes.
Ryloren's family has this dog that they've cherished and loved forever, but they just can't take it anymore. And one day, the dog figures it out and runs away and goes into the other house of the Julio's.
Jessica's.
Is that it? Jessica's. It goes to Jessica's family, and they take the dog in, and they love him so much. And the other family sees it. And then they have Thanksgiving dinner together.
Or the first snow is so beautiful, everyone comes out, and their houses are right across the street from each other. The rivalry began because of their...
Oh, the rivalry actually is around 300 years old.
Oh.
And here's the thing. In around scene three, Rylan accidentally kills Jessica's brother.
Okay, oh. So then Rylan...
Do they have a good relationship, Jessica and her
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yes. Incredibly.
Okay. But it's an accident.
That makes it tricky.
It's an accident, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would still really hate the person that killed my brother.
What if they just run off and then the families bond over their missing children?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what if it's one of those? And then they don't find them in the end, but they find a connection with each other.
I still think that they should have Thanksgiving dinner together.
Yeah, and then they have Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and then they have Thanksgiving dinner together.
What?
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Maybe peaceful. They realize that they can't bring their families together and to avoid any further loss. I mean, not further loss for them, but like they fake their own deaths and they run off together.
Yes.
And that's the end. They just get away from it all.
Oh, wait. I have an idea.
They change their names.
Maybe their whole town burns down. And they're with their two other best friends. And everybody, well, I don't know, figure that out. But then everybody dies in the town. So there's really no more family dynamics to worry about because everybody dies. And then they go to this other town. And then they have to go through this tournament, and then they end up winning that, so they get sent to this town. Like, we'll just call it Burnfort. They get sent to Burnfort, and then they have to go win that tournament. It's, like, really hard, but they have to go on other tasks, and those tasks are pretty crazy.
How long is the play supposed to be?
How about I run you through the scenes I've got so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I think that we'd suggest it's really good stuff.
Okay. All right, well, I haven't written the last three scenes.
Okay.
but yeah, I've got the first five. I thought eight seemed like a good number.
Two acts, four and four.
Right. So I've got the first scene is the feud scene.
Okay.
With a song, the feud song is sung.
Oh, okay. That, huh?
And then, sorry, I forgot how to spell feud. That was real crazy for a second. The second scene, I've got Rylan and Jessica meet and hook up. And
hey, you wanted to smooch, didn't
and
you?
And then that song is called Tonight Tonight.
Yes.
Written the first half of that. Gonna get the second half soon.
What the hell, dude? You want to
okay.
go to
it's
Julie
okay.
Bard,
it's
right?
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
What have you been up to?
And then scene three, Rylan kills Jessica's sister in a brawl.
I thought brother.
I did. Yeah, I changed it halfway through.
Okay.
I try to keep my things really just...
Goosey-goosey.
It was really dependent on the cast and who I could get.
Okay.
Gender is culpable to change.
That's true.
I don't have genders for Rylan or Jessica either.
Well, that's nice because we got, like, we're limited cast here.
So right.
Gotta, yeah.
And then scene four is Jessica forgives Rylan at the masquerade, and that's the massive dance number.
Massive?
Whoa.
Yes. That's what I've written. I haven't scheduled any of the dance number. I've just written that it ought to be massive.
Opening nights tonight?
Yes.
How many hours do we have?
We've got around 10.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay.
You're one crazy son of a bitch.
That's what they call me. All right, and then number five is Rylan is confronted by Jessica's father. And then 6, 7, and 8 are all just blank pages pretty much.
That's fine.
How about this? How about we just do the show? We learn everything we can. And then once we get to where
I feel like
end,
if we get...
We improvise.
I think if we know our characters, we get assigned our characters, we'll be able to know where the story will take us.
Right, true.
Yeah. And then when it turns out well, we just say that that's how it was written.
Right, yeah. Right. And since there's only 4 of us, I think we all might need to play multiple roles. So maybe 2 can take the 2 main roles.
Dibs on Jessica.
Will... I don't know how Dibs is out. I'll let it work out between you 3, but what? I think 2 of you should play the main characters and then 1 person should play every other
Shouldn't
character.
Should we audition the proper way?
I like that. All right, it will be 2 monologues, 1 comedic, 1 dramatic, and 16 bars of your favorite song.
Okay.
All right, you have 5 minutes to prepare.
Okay, let me use the bathroom.
Can I?
1 dramatic, can 1 I? Comedic.
All right, I guess we're ready for the auditions. Any volunteers to go first?
I'll go first.
All righty, I like someone with panache who's willing to go first. Head on up.
Okay.
All righty, your first monologue, please.
Oh, you got this, Kai. All right,
this is, this is a piece by One Dreary Day, written by Shalbert Ivan Smear. I've been out here in these woods for 3 days. No food. No what to talk to. And I've had the biggest splinter at the bottom of my foot, but no one to get it out. I'm crouched behind a boulder, hiding from the wolves that want to eat my flesh. Please, God.
Jesus Christ.
Please.
All right, thank you. That is 1 minute for your monologue.
Oh, it wasn't done.
Oh,
stop it, guys. Stop.
All right,
so I'm literally crying. I'm literally crying. I'm so
your
impressed.
Comedic monologue now, please. Ready, set, go.
Yes. I have woken up today, and I am feeling great. Today is a great day. I have a beautiful breakfast in front of me. My cup of coffee is tasting great. I take a sip of the coffee and I spit it out of here. What is this crap? What is it? And I look at my cup of coffee and there's a million ants in my coffee. And they're... They're attacking my face, and I'm itchy, everywhere, and I'm scratching, and I'm scratching so much, and it itches so much. I'm taking my fork, I'm trying to scratch my back, I'm itching my hair, everything itches. Ah, God help me.
All right, thank you. That is your 1 minute on your...
That was funny.
Those jokes in there. They were nice. All right. So now 16 bars of your favorite song.
Do we have to count out the bars?
No, it's okay. Let's say 20 seconds, please. No more.
Okay, okay.
Let's give you an even 30. Okay. You know, it's the even 30. All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, dee da 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 dee da. Ooh, ha, he, wa.
All right, thank you. Interesting choice to have a song without words, but I respect it. All right. Go ahead and roll me a performance check, Sydney Folds.
Holy shit.
17 plus 3. That's an unnatural 20. I slayed that performance.
And then he gives you, I guess he gives you a, he gives you an audition form where it just asks for your basic information and then your top three roles in order of preference.
Is there a conflict, a scheduling section?
Yes, there is. And he says, "All right, who's next? Rock, paper, scissors, then, if you can't decide."
I'm so nervous.
So am I.
Okay. Have you ever done an audition before? I've never done an audition either.
Okay.
All right, both of you are being too slow. Short hair, get on stage.
Huh?
You're going next.
Okay, good.
Real quick, can I put the clown nose on and then a minor illusion it to look like my nose?
Yes, you may.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Lucky.
Are you ready to do your first monologue? Is this first where you're comedic or you're dramatic?
I'll follow the lead and I'll do my dramatic first.
All right, thank you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Listen. Franny, I don't know what brought me here today, but I know I was meant to be here with you. We met, and I felt something, and I know you did too, and we had something good. Why can't we get that back? Listen, I'm sorry for what I did, but it's... I understand if you can't forgive me. But I love you, Franny. And you don't have to take me back. I just want to let you know that I'm sorry. And then I love you. So I'll go now. And I just want you to be happy. So be happy.
Wow, and that is exactly time. Wow, a tight 1 minute. Are you a professional?
I do some other performance work on the side, but nothing ever this scale.
Right, well, I'm so excited to hear
you're
your
being
comedic.
Humble.
Are amazing. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
So, this kid walks into my house, right? And he comes up, and I go, "Listen, kid, I don't know who the heck you are, but please, I just want to smoke in peace." And he goes, "Mom, it's me." And I go, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then I remember, that is my boy. God, I wish he wasn't walking around with his little dumb face. Oh, God. Is this what my life has come to? Smoking a cigarette while I eat my bowl of slop oatmeal that my son made for me. I love my life. That's what I do. I love my life. I can't wait to go to the DMV after this.
And see.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I'm in stitches.
I am as well. I might need stitches.
That's a lot better than mine.
Can't wait to hear that song.
Okay. Yeah, you ready for your 16 bars of song? It's 30 seconds.
Are you going to summon another spirit?
All righty. I hope you're ready. And 3, 2, 1.
When I go home. All I think about is my bowls. I love my bowls. They were a gift. My bowls are home. I love them. They mean so much to me. They mean so much to me. My precious bowls are...
All right. Oh, wonderful. Roll a performance check.
Oh, my God. How am I going to follow that?
So that is... 26.
Yes! 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 And he stands
yes.
up. He stands up. Tears are pouring from his eyes. And he says, "That was, yes.
Thank
All right.
you so much.
Please
Thank you so
put
much,
your...
Blake. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, one person left.
You got this, Griana.
I believe in you.
I believe in you, Griana.
I loved your audition. Thank you.
One moment, please. Thank you. I throw up.
Okay, you throw up.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Excuse me. That for that one second. Okay.
All right. Are you ready? Are you doing your comedic or your dramatic first?
I'm gonna be doing. Hi, I'm Griana Arande, and I'm gonna be doing my dramatic monologue first.
Alrighty. Thank you. When you're ready.
Thank you. I loved you. Forever. I've always loved you. You were there when I came home from school with a warm and friendly embrace that nobody could ever match. You were there when I got my driver's license. You were there on every one of my birthdays that I could remember. You were my best friend, my hero. And now you are dead. Goodbye.
I'm tearing up.
Goodbye, sweet friend. Goodbye. Goodbye, sweet dog of mine.
and scene. Oh God, sorry. I forgot to look at my timer. I'm crying.
Oh, slurps. I'm not crying, but I want to.
Yes. All right. Well, that was amazing. Please take a second and then do your comedic when you're ready.
Thank you.
I'm giving thumbs up.
What the fuck? Thank you.
Thank you.
Insane.
Now I'll be presenting my comedic monologue. Thank you. That is a nice dinosaur. If I ever saw a dinosaur, I'd say that'd be it. If you have the audacity to tell me that the dinosaurs weren't the greatest thing to ever happen to our existence, you'd be right. You'd be wrong. You might be both. But our immortality is thanks to these creatures. They came into this world and faced mass extinction for us. In order for us to live forever, we sacrificed ginormous reptiles. That is correct. That is true. I am coming to you on this Sunday morning to tell you, thank God bless.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank God bless these dinosaurs. Because truly, they are one.
Wow. And that's it.
Thank you.
And that's it.
And that is also, that's a true story.
Wow, that is...
Yeah, that was a true story.
That accent. All right, are you ready for your 16 bars of song?
You can do it.
Yes.
All right. Griana Arande, are you ready to sing?
Yes. I think I am.
All righty. And...
Thank you.
A 3, 2, 1.
It takes a woman to be so strong. It takes a woman to cry these tears. It takes a woman to be a woman to me. It takes a woman. It takes a me. Whoa!
I think that everyone here agrees that you should roll a performance check with advantage.
Yes.
Okay. So what do I add to that?
Performance. Oh. If you don't have it, just basic charisma.
Oh, 6. So I got a natural 20. Okay, good, because then that's a one. So I crit failed.
Oh, good. So at least you didn't do that one.
So I got an unnatural 20.
Tied.
Beautiful. Hey. Okay.
We got tied.
All right. So please put your role preferences here. Kai, I'll take your.
Oh, wow. Guys, I'm nervous.
Ignore the doodle on the.
Okay, thanks.
Can I use your pencil?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I like that you both put bullshit on your.
Yeah. You guys did really well.
Hey, I'm really blown away by your guys' talent.
Me too.
Wait, I had no idea you guys had those monologues kept in the back of your minds this entire time.
Okay, can I be honest?
Yeah, sure. You go first.
Okay, like, I memorized those, like, just in case, because I watched this one performer in the town square once that said, he said that the trick to acting is that you always have to have two monologues on
hand. Oh, my God. I read that in a book once.
You did?
Yeah.
Is that why you had them?
Yeah.
I did, I think.
But to be honest, I think I forgot a lot of it, so I just made it up.
I don't know if you noticed,
but my comedic was completely made up.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't even.
That was really good improv, dude.
That was great. Are you serious?
I couldn't even tell.
I think that means we're all improv.
Right down here.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we should capitalize off all of this if we're all. Should we start like a troupe?
I think we should. We'll talk about more about that after the performance.
Scratch the band. We're now a performance.
We should probably be like an improv troupe or something. Scratch that. Wow. Right, come on.
That song was actually really good.
Did you inspire it from It Takes a Village?
No, I have no idea.
It was so Grianna as well.
I have no idea where that came from.
All right.
I don't know.
I'd also like to ask an actual question. None of you want the ensemble role. I'd love for a human being, one of my good friends, Liz, Carly, or
I'll be an ensemble.
Okay. Thank you.
But I will ask for fun bits.
You will get as many fun bits as you want. Okay. Great.
Thank you.
No schedule. Okay, so I want you on Grianna's, it's written no scheduling conflicts. On Kai, it's written Raven 4437.
And then
not address, it says Addie, non-applicable. And then on Zill Nyer, it says phone pigeon. And then email SH84Life.
Skate for life.
Email. Oh, it's SK. Sorry, skate for life at dragonmail.com. So y'all are fucking comedians and I can tell. That's all I gotta say about that.
I don't know. If you scope out my comedic monologue, you could definitely tell.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
And so Blake's fear is quiet for a little while.
This cast party's gonna be
filled with
sexual tension.
And
we're gonna play spin the bottle.
Shh. We haven't even done the show yet.
Oh, wait.
After.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. There's one more vital part of this audition. I'm back in. Great.
What?
So, right. We've got one more part of the audition here.
Oh.
And
Chemistry tests?
It's chemistry reads. Yes, indeed. So we're going to do some chemistry reads.
Okay, new scripts.
We've got, oh, yes, I'm getting your script right here. please pause while Katie Mae writes a fake script. So for the chemistry test, we'll test all three of you in whatever roles you'd like to do. So who would like to be our Rye Lauren first?
I'll do it.
Oh. Hi.
All right, the chemistry test isn't yet, you fools. Go ahead, take that.
Jessica, please.
All right.
What is wrong with you?
Are we all going to do this with each other so I know who's... Right?
Yeah, and since you two are going to do it, let's take a picture of it on her phone so she can have the words as well.
Yeah, wait.
Can we just go whenever?
Yes, go when you're ready.
You ready, Kai?
I'm ready.
I love you, but I've wronged you so deeply.
Shh. I know. But deep in my heart, the love I have for you is unquenchable.
My heart is tingling with a thousand tiny... I don't know what the...
Tingling.
Ting... is tingling with 1,000 tingling lightning bolts. I love you. Let's run away together.
Oh, I'm so glad I forgave you for murdering my brother. It was hard, but not as hard as I thought. But there's just something in the stars so darn bright.
And that's our love.
I'm arranged to be wed tomorrow.
All right. Desperate twist. All right, now let's see it. Let's see it, but I'd like to see Griana as Jessica.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. You'd like to see me read that part. I guess I'll try.
Don't let the director get in your head.
Okay.
Wow. I'll try to do it a different way this time.
Okay. I'll try to do. Okay. I'll just. Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Actually, sorry. Yeah. Let's see you as Jessica. Let's see you as Rolorn.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. Respect.
Now I'm going to give you some motivation.
Yes.
Let's see a little bit more passion.
Okay, like I'm grabbing that face and
yeah,
we're in love.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, we're in love.
Have you been in love before?
Have you?
No. But I think I could. I think I could try.
All right, when you're ready.
Okay, I can act.
Yeah,
I can act. Okay. Okay. so I'm playing Rylorin. I'm Griana Rane. I'll be playing Rylorin.
All right, thank you.
Playing Jessica. I'm Zilla. I will be playing Jessica. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Love you so much, Jessica. I love you, but I've wronged you so deeply.
I know, but deep in my heart, the love I have for you is unquenchable.
My heart is tingling with 1,000 tingling lightning bolts, and I heart you. Sorry, I'm sorry. My heart is tingling with 1,000 tingling lightning bolts. I love you. Let's run away together.
Oh. I'm so glad I forgave you for murdering my brother. It was hard, but not as hard as I thought. But there's something in the stars. Something so darn bright.
And that's our love.
I'm arranged to be wed tomorrow.
No!
Oh, some ad-libbing there.
Yes, I did. Did you mind?
That was good.
I just kind of got... I think I got really carried away.
All right.
I love their love.
It's a great love story, really. You are a truly talented writer.
Thank you. I hope Julie Bard thinks the same thing, you know? All right. So now let's see Griana and Kai. You may choose the roles you'd like to be.
Okay, so I read for Jessica. I read for Red Lauren.
Okay,
so
we'll just switch because I read for Jessica last.
Okay.
Yeah, let's give each shot a try. Okay.
So that's you first. Hi, I'm Griana Ronde. I'll be reading for Jessica.
Kai Abadite. Irelin.
Nope.
Rylorin.
That is my dyslexia kicking in so hard.
That's absolutely fine.
That is straight. You just witnessed my dyslexic brain. This is why I spent 6 years in extra reading classes, and it kind of helped.
No, hey, you've done great. Okay.
Kai Abadite. Reading for Rylorin.
I love you, but I wronged you so deeply.
I know, but deep in my heart, the love I have for you is unquenchable.
My heart is tingling with 1,000 tingling lightning bolts. I love you. Let's run away together.
I'm so glad I forgave you for murdering my brother. It was hard, but not as hard as I thought. But, you know, there's something in the stars. It's so damn bright.
And that's our love.
I'm arranged to be married tomorrow.
What?
I'm so sorry. I think I slipped into a country accent towards the end. And
it was a choice.
I like to see, that you can do both, though. So that's nice.
So, yeah, I guess that was showing my range.
I do want to. Would you?
Yes.
I need one more thing.
Okay. Sure. Anything. Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Sure. Can I have you read Jessica's line to me about forgiveness, but with the passion like you're watching whoever you're saying this to standing on the edge of a cliff thinking about jumping off.
Okay. Wow. So the I'm so glad one?
Yes, that one.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. This is going to be really cool. It's going to be really artistic, I think.
I'm so glad I forgave you for murdering my brother. It was hard, but not as hard as I thought. But there's something in the stars, something so darn bright. I don't know. I fucked that up real bad.
Oh, that was really good. Zil, I think you're...
Zil, that was amazing, dude.
That was one of the best line reads I've ever heard, and I've heard a few.
Yeah, it was pretty damn good.
Zil.
Yes.
If I cast you in this show... I need to know that you can stand by your artistic decisions.
I can do it.
Do it again, but the way you need to.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay.
I'm so glad I forgave you for murdering my brother. It was hard, but not as hard as I thought. But there's something in the stars so darn bright.
I saw the stars. I saw the stars when you did that. Wow, we've truly... Hand it here.
Oh, yes.
Thank God.
Oh,
all right. Silence, please.
Okay. I should have done another different
You guys did great. No, you did great. Don't ever regret.
Great.
You did the
Look
best that you could.
You guys did a really good job. Yes.
And if anything, he knows who we are. Yeah. He remembers from the next show, okay? He knows we got ourselves out there, and we auditioned, okay?
No, you're right.
All right, I have decided.
A lot of people wouldn't have
done this.
Yes? Okay, yeah.
What, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, there are very specific reasons for casting who I cast.
Yes. I'm sure it's all just fine. I get ensemble.
All right. Okay. Griana, yes. Your accents were impeccable. Okay. And that shows that you have the versatility needed to play the 18 roles I need you to play tonight.
Okay.
I love these fools you're with. I don't think they could do it. I think they get their accents mixed up.
Well, I certainly didn't before, so...
And since you are the ensemble role, you are also going to be props master and set master.
Understandable, because obviously the ensemble has the least work to do playing 18 roles. So I will most certainly be props master. And did you say set master?
Yes, and I also forgot to say costumes. So,
okay,
but...
yeah. Don't worry, it'll all be done. And I'll be at... And I... Okay.
All right, good. And then I... All right, Zil.
Yes.
You've written Ry Lauren as your number one. Are you sure that's what you need?
I will be able to play the part that you need me to play.
All right.
There's no way.
All right, well, I will give you the part you asked for.
Okay,
you will
you.
Take Ry Lauren.
Thank you.
Kai, you will take Jessica.
Yes!
Yes!
And I will take the 18.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, I have to get ready.
Now, I would say if I was going just off chemistry alone, I would have cast Zil and Griana together. But Griana, those accents were... the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
You know, I've been told that sometimes people say when they come into my shop, well, my old shop at Markdown, when they've come in and I've kind of tried out some accents, but I mean, no one ever knew I really wanted to be a performer.
Right, right.
But a lot of people would say, like, oh, Griana, like, you have funny voices. Like, oh, Griana, like, has anyone ever told you that, like, your voice is kind of weird? That you should, like, do something with it. And I always thought, like, oh, like, no. I don't know. No, but, like, I think, like, today, like, might be the day that I really
Right,
score.
So we have 9 hours.
So thank you and, so much for this opportunity.
We have 9 hours, and we need to do the props.
Yes.
We need to do the set.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You mean me, the master.
We need to coordinate
props.
A cast party for after.
I'm already stressed out.
We need to, all my job is going to be writing the end of the show.
Well, who's hosting the cast party? I mean...
Oh, I will. And my mansion is right down the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Family money.
God, I can't wait.
I
just can't wait for the cast party.
All right. So, yeah. So, who wants to do... Actually, we'll just sort of
Costume mistress.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take the 4 hours to get all the props, costumes, everything we need. Then we'll spend 1 hour doing all the choreography, 1 hour doing all the songs, 1 hour doing all the lines, and then it's showtime, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We'll be able to do a really fast, dry run right before the show, but before then, so 4 hours to get all the things we need. Oh, so we need the props, we need the set, we need the costumes.
Yes.
And, here are 3 bags of gold.
Thank
just
God.
Pay for whatever the town's around. So let's see. We have props, set, and costume.
I got set.
All right. Zil's costume. Doing set. Kai's doing costume. That leaves props to you.
Oh, I thought I was doing props, costumes.
I was just letting them dibs it.
Okay, so I'm doing props.
Props, costume, set. Okay. All right. So there are the 3 bags of gold. Go.